the holographic view that is held there in the law of eternalization is really remarkable, because you just get this incredible inner feeling of an object that can never be less than it is, that can never fall apart, that can never disintegrate, that can never get lost. The crystal can never explode. That the program of the whole is contained in every facet. And isn't that really what we've been talking about today anyway? If the program of the whole is represented by the model of being that we've been talking about, then every facet has that whole program embedded within it, which means that which appears as man has that entire model intrinsically embedded within it, and that being itself, in its life sense, in its fatherhood sense, is supporting that model. And being itself is nurturing and protecting and mothering the model that it has objectified of its being. And thereby all the micro model facets of that macro model. And it is a self-reproducing model. It can never disappear. It can never disintegrate. It can never be less than the whole of what it is. So let's, just before we leave the law of eternalization, with great regret for me, because I would really love to stay there and focus there for a very long time, because I find this a very comforting place value, to feel that fatherhooding and motherhooding sense of being continually providing and protecting the model of my being. It's just a wonderful place. But let's just sing for a minute with that, the essence of that particular place value, the law that's going on in that particular place value, which simply is stating that that which has been objectified, that which has been expressed within being, that which has been brought forth, is forever fed from the wellspring of the life of being, and forever held and embraced and contained in its entirety. No detail of its being lost. Just holographically alive, held there in its holographic perfection. The hologram of its being, the message of its model, imprinted on every facet of its holographic being. It's wonderful. Just wonderful. But inevitably, that takes us to what appears to be another place value, but is really just another pole. I hate to use that term somehow, but it's the West Pole. It's that which is represented by science. It's that which we know as the law of pre-stabilized form, or the law of pre-established form. And let's see if we can take a new look at what's happening there. We've known it lovingly as the place value that represents the consciousness of perfection, its symbols being truth and love. But really, what's going on there? We really have the infinite computations of that model going on within pre-established perfection. We just have to sit and think about these things for a while, you know, and really deeply ponder what's happening. You have that wonderful model, and within that model, it is infinitely computing itself, but not changing the stabilization of the model itself. It's forever bringing forth new aspects of itself, new form, so to speak. In other words, it's really overforming itself at that place, but never losing the stability of that which it is. It's wonderful. And as you know, this place value of science is truly timeless and spaceless, for it really stands for that place value where being, through its law of impulsion, through its ability to individualize, through its law of individualization, through its ability to eternalize its objective state, the law of eternalization, is seen as one infinite, continuing calculus within the model. It's every fact that has ever been brought forth, every fact over there in the law of individualization, every little focus calculation, every form exists always within this complete model. It exists within completion. It exists as a complete model. And it exists within the whole operative model of being. I don't know if my physical language or human language is adequate enough to explain this place value or to communicate what I have felt or seen. But I really see it as a calculus that's at work within the cybernetic model. So you don't have a static model, you already have a cybernetic model. And within that cybernetic model, you have an infinite calculus at work at all times. And that's why in the past we've thought of this place value as the infinite calculus of ideas, which it is. But better to see what's really happening from a more holistic standpoint, that it's really that incredible model of being, divine science, seen as a cybernetic model, a model that has an input process output feedback system that its work within it, that is forever computing calculations. It's forever processing all that incredible information that it has in its storage facility. It is forever computing, but not altering the stability of that which it is. So we just have to sit with that for a minute. The false belief about this place value might be that which is computed and that which is brought forth, micromodels, macromodel, whatever, are not contained within the whole of being. They're not, in our other language, fed back into their principle. That they're produced and then they go off to operate independently. No. They're produced by that principle, and they operate within it always, and they operate for the glory and the purpose of that principle. And if they are operating, what are they really doing? They're bringing out new forms, so it is really an overforming that's going on there. And we'll see the implications of that later, which are terrific. But it's an overforming, really dimensional overforming that's going on there of the model. It's great. It's great. So therefore, nothing that has ever been produced could be isolated, could be alone, could function independently. You can't really have any equations that don't have a relationship with every other equation, bringing out ultimate purpose. All right. Now, for the duration of today, I would like to explore this law with you and explore its implications through flowing and through exercise. I've used the term exercise a lot today. In truth, I prefer the term flowing because exercise seems very mental. It's almost a concept-building activity of the exercise, of the place value, whatever. So if we think of exercise in that manner, we will only be building the concepts of that particular law. But if we can think of exploration and think of the in-depth focusing and pondering on or within, really, a particular law, letting that law elucidate and unfold and interpret itself to us, it will then bring out its models within us. It is self-interpretive. This is the place value, or at least the vertical that says that. And because it is interpretive, it is always interpreting itself through the science of its being, through the classifications and categories of its being, through the model of its being. And we must allow it to do so. I don't think we can do that by intellectually trying to grasp the law. I don't think we can do that through just even pondering the law itself and its properties and characteristics, though there is a time at which we have to do that to get in touch with it. But I suggest, as a much deeper and really I have found much more accurate method, if one just zeroes in and flows what I have termed quote-unquote exercises of the place value of the law, letting the flow be new each time, letting the principle that is behind the law interpret the law anew within one's mind, within one's heart, then it will give you a deeper, more intrinsic understanding of what's really going on at that place value, because you won't just intellectually perceive it, you will feel it. And if you feel it deep in you, and if you feel it in your bones, it takes on a reality. Nobody could tell you that that law didn't exist or didn't work at that place value, and nobody could tell you that it worked differently. Because it wouldn't just be an intellectual concept that you'd built that you could doubt. You would be feeling it from the inner feeling center of your being. You would really be imbibing the spirit of the law. And as you know, we have been admonished many times to balance the letter and the spirit of whatever we're doing. So I have to put in my yay yay there now and say that that is a method that I have found to be most effective. to gather the correct concepts, to never leave the box of the place value of the law, if you're flowing that law, but then to let it just flow freely and fully and spontaneously and intuitively from that place value. Yes, the letter must be clear. You must not leave the place value if that's the place value that needs to interpret, but from and within that context, let it interpret. Just let it do it. It will do it because of this place value, because it is forever interpreting itself to itself and in this place value to what appears to be its idea. It is forever bringing out those new forms. It is ever calculating within its own being, bringing out dimensional models within its being. And if it's doing that, it's doing that within my being. So it is going to forever interpret within you what it is. We said earlier, we looked at it from a slightly different perspective. It's awakening the consciousness of the model within us. So as we flow, right? If you conceptualize and you get it right, you have turned away from the chatter of mortal mind and its false beliefs and conceptions and illusions. If you flow and feel it, you're turning away from the chatter of the false feelings about that law in this instance. So you can see that just conceptualizing won't do it, because you might feel incorrectly. Your inner response to the law might be out in left field somewhere. It might be back in the 3rd, 4th, or 5th, or 6,000 year period of consciousness, because it won't have overformed enough to have made it to the place value where it can truly let the holistics of the form constantly appear. So obviously I've left out the last stage, so we can't just get the concept of it and just flow it with all of our hearts, but we have to allow both of that, the correct concept that keeps us in the box and the flowing extemporaneously within the box, to bring us into full identification with the law. And at that point, that consciousness of perfection, that consciousness of that model, is yours. It is the consciousness of your being. You've made those overforms. You've transited those outgrown, outmoded stages of consciousness from the Christian Science point of view. And there you are. Now, of course, truly to be accurate to the place value, it doesn't rise up through those states and stages of consciousness. It's already there. In this place value, that infinite consciousness is perfect. It is holistic. It has never had to go through those so-called stages of paradigm shifting in order to become perfect. It is perfect. And it is operatively perfect at all times. I got off the track of exercising there, right? Anyway, at this place value, being is conscious of its integrated being, where subject and object are one, and therefore enforces the unification of ideational consciousness with the holistic consciousness of its being. Ideational consciousness is that whole macro holograph that we had over there, right? But now it says, hey, that's right, operating within the model. It's unified. It's at one in that model. The divine infinite calculus is stabilized in the model of being, and therefore cannot evidence results that are not in keeping with that model. Isn't that nice? The infinite computations of being are pre-established in its perfection and therefore must evidence solutions in keeping with that being. Form, being infinite, is overforming within the cybernetic model of being and is ever in keeping with that model. Isn't that great? Therefore, it is a multidimensional cybernetic form, conceived in the perfect consciousness of the mind of being, substantiated in the perfect consciousness of the spirit of being, identified in the perfect consciousness of the soul of being, structured in the perfect consciousness of the principle of being. That form is lived in the perfect consciousness of the life of being. It's formed in the perfect consciousness of the truth of being, and it's planned in the perfect consciousness of the love of being. Nowhere else. Therefore, the transfigured form of my being is a multidimensional cybernetic form, conceived in the perfect consciousness of the mind of being, substantiated in the perfect consciousness of the spirit of being, identified in the perfect consciousness of the soul of being, structured in the perfect consciousness of the principle of being, lived in the perfect consciousness of the life of being, formed in the perfect consciousness of the truth of being, and planned in the perfect consciousness of the love of being. The transfigured form of that which appears as my being has come forth from being itself and has never left that being. It makes one feel and understand oneself to be much bigger than this so-called sense-perceived form that we appear to carry around with ourselves. It's beyond man. It's beyond the compound idea. It's beyond even the macro model. It's the unity of the macro model with the ultimate holistic model, within the holistic model of being. It's just something that I find difficult to put into terms, though I am attempting to use the most comprehensive terms that have come my way to date. I'm sure by next time we'll have all new ones. But that form that is being brought out here is a holistic form, and it's inseparably united with the infinite model of being, and overforming in concordance with its pre-established mode. I think maybe that defines what I feel there better than anything else. That it's a holistic form, inseparably united with the infinite model of being. It's just within that model. And in a constant state of overforming, but always in concordance with the pre-established mode, that Raya mode of that being, that flowing mode which is always ever going on, bringing out new form, overforming itself, but always within the stabilized whole, always bringing out only wholes. So as you can see, even though we have visited the dimension of absolute Christian Science, we haven't left being. We haven't left the dimension of divine science in its oneness or the model that it represents, nor have we left being itself totally devoid of symbol. We have just, along with that being, allowed it to interpret itself in a manner that is consistent with the consciousness that has come forth so far to date, which is a scientific consciousness, the consciousness of the 6,000-year period, the millennium that we are just completing. So for the time being, this being has been gracious enough to interpret itself through the symbols that would speak to the scientific consciousness of the 6,000-year period. And it will be so exciting to know how it will interpret itself truly from the holistics of the 7,000-year period. We can only guess, though truly we would be aware that it would interpret itself just through its super symbols, that we would not need to consider the numeral characteristics or the potential counterfeits, but just the super symbols. So we could go through what we've done today and we could see that science dimension and just hear principle and just hear it resounding, and it would be alive to us because it would spell out that infinite one being, being what it is. And then we could transit to the dimension of divine science and just hear it interpreting itself as life, truth, love, divine principle love. And we would hear the model of being. We would see that each one of those things means something very big and very special, that it stands for the self-existence and the self-operation and the self-containment and the self-understanding and interpretation of that being. And then we would come to the dimension of divine science, and we would just hear little chords, life, truth, love, truth, life, love, truth, love, which to us, of course, need further interpretation now. And we would automatically hear in those wonderful little chords that great law of divine impulsion, the law of individualization, the law of eternalization, and the law of pre-stabilized form that we've just been imbibing, viewing, focusing on, exercising upon. But in truth, from a more holistic point of view, the chords would be enough. Like hearing chords of music, they would just resound in our consciousness, and it would just be interpreting itself through the resounding of those chords. You know, the higher we get, the more reduced the symbol, until pretty soon, no symbol. And with that, we'll end for today.